On today's show, we'll talk about earning the reward of heaven, plus lots more. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there. Welcome to the program. Gary Zimek back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a great show today. We will look at the Mass readings for Wednesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, and then we'll open up one of my favorite books, My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone, like I typically do every Wednesday, and we'll look at earning the reward of heaven. Do you think about your heavenly reward? Have you thought about it today? Did you think about it yesterday? How often do you just pause and think what heaven will be like? And you know me, I tell you this often. If you're not thinking about heaven, if you're not desiring heaven, well, first it starts with thinking about heaven. If you're not meditating on heaven and how great it will be, and thinking what it will be like to be with the Lord with no problems, with no financial difficulties, with no temptation to sin anymore, if you don't think about it, chances are good that you won't desire it, right? Unless you're thinking about it, you're not going to desire it. If you don't desire heaven, what does that generally mean? That generally means that you're not going to do what it takes to get you there, because we are motivated by our thoughts. Whatever I do starts with a thought. I don't do anything without thinking about it. It might be a spontaneous thought, but I think, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a walk around the block. I'm going to go out and cut the grass. I'm going to be nice to this person. I'm going to yell at this person. It begins with our thoughts. So if I'm not thinking about heaven, there's a chance, there's a very good chance that I'm not going to do what's necessary to get there. And you know as well as I do, it's not a given that we'll get to heaven. Christ opened up the gates of heaven for us. No doubt about that. It is not possible to get to heaven on our own. We get there because Christ suffered and died on the cross and rose from the dead. That's why we get to heaven. Then the gates of heaven are opened up. He then gives us the grace that we need to be able to get there. So we don't do this on our own, but we can mess it up on our own. Just because he's giving us the grace doesn't mean that we're going to take advantage of that grace. So there's something that I need to do, and it all begins with reflecting on heaven. So we'll do a little bit of thinking about heaven today. We'll talk about it in addition to the Mass readings. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Maria Goretti. I'll tell you a little bit more about St. Maria Goretti. Today is Wednesday, so as you listen to this program, I am on my way. Actually, I am already there. I'm in Tampa, Florida, where I'll be speaking tonight. Kind of weird when you tape these shows in advance. When I tape these programs in advance, I have to remember that I haven't left yet, but I have to talk as if I did. And if you know me, you realize that's not easy for me to do. So I'm going to do my best to try to keep this straight. But if you hear this program, if you're listening on Wednesday and you live in the Tampa Bay area, you'll still have the chance to catch me tomorrow, Thursday, and then Friday at the IHM Homeschool Conference. I'll be there both days, totally free for you. There is no fee involved. Even if you're not a homeschooler and you weren't able to come to the talk tonight and you want to catch me on any of the other 2 days, I'll have my books there. I'm giving a talk on Friday, but the rest of the time I'll be emceeing, and I'll be working in some of my typical anti-anxiety message, so you're going to be hearing that. Stop on by if you're in the Tampa Bay area. I would love to hear from you and possibly meet you in person. That'll be really a cool thing to do. All right, if you have any questions, if you would like to invite me to speak at your parish, if there's anything at all that I can do for you, please contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I would also like to point out that I do parish missions, so if your parish is in need of an Advent parish mission, or maybe a Lenten parish mission for next year, let me know. It's not too early to book the Lenten missions. I've already booked 2 of them. I still have a few weeks left. So if your parish is interested, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. You can see some samples of my work. You can also find out how to contact me, or you can just contact me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. I would love to come out to your parish to give a talk, to give a retreat, to lead a parish mission. Whatever your needs are, I can do it, and I would love to do it. So please contact me if you are interested. All right, I'm going to take a quick sip of my beverage du jour. Again, we're going simple. I just got a nice big glass of water that works on a nice warm day. I hope you're enjoying your beverage, whatever it is. I hope you're enjoying your snack. I hope you're ready to talk about Jesus. Keep in mind, total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're going to be doing it again on beginning in September. So if you would like to participate, please stay tuned for more information. And once again, for the sixth year in a row, it will be a 33-day preparation, which is what's recommended by St. Louis de Montfort. 30 minutes Monday through Friday, 15 minutes on Saturday and Sunday. So we will go through the weekends. I always make it a point with this total consecration preparation to do 33 days right through the weekends. So I don't want to leave you deserted on the weekends, but I have to scale the program back a little bit just for practical reasons in order to make sure that we can get all the programs done. But it is going to be happening, God willing, and I hope you would be able to participate. So stay tuned for more information as it develops, and I will keep you posted. Okay, let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven and speak with him right now. And then after that, we'll go into the daily Mass readings, followed by the little reflection from the book, My Daily Bread. All right, y'all set? You ready to go? Here we begin. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for letting us have another day. Thank you for blessing us, for loving us. Thank you for your total concern for our lives. We know you love us, and we know that you are interested in everything that we do. You are interested in all of our problems. You want to help us. You want to guide us. You want us to live with you in heaven forever. And we're very grateful for that desire. We're very grateful for your love. We're grateful for the fact that you sent your son Jesus to suffer and die for us and to rise from the dead so that it would be possible for us to go to heaven. Father, we thank you for the many gifts that you have given to us. We thank you for the gift of our faith. We thank you for the gift of our Catholic Church. We thank you for never deserting us, for always being there whenever we need to turn to you. And we turn to you today and we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who are struggling with religious persecution, those who are living in poverty, those who might be battling addictions. We ask you to help them, Father in heaven. We ask that you accept our own personal intentions as well, our material, our spiritual needs. Help us. We turn to you. We know that you want to help us. We know that you love us. And we know that we sometimes have to ask for what we need. And we're doing that now. I ask you to speak through me during the rest of this program. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Father, we ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please bring about peace in the world. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, as we do every day, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Gary Zimek. I'm with you every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download the podcast on TuneIn Radio and iTunes as well. So check it out. Free of charge, no matter how you do it. I've been doing this show for over 5 years. We're in our sixth year now. It's a great blessing to be here with you to talk about Jesus and together to travel this road. This road, which can be challenging, this road of life can be very difficult at times, to travel this road, which will one day, with the Lord's help, lead to eternal life in heaven. Let's talk about our saint of the day. Today's memorial is Saint Maria Goretti. Maria Goretti was born to poor farm laborers in Corinaldo, Italy, in 1890. Like Agnes, Lucy, and Agatha, virgin martyrs of the early church, Maria willed to suffer death rather than the destruction of her purity. She was 11 when a 19-year-old attacked her, intent on raping her. Even as she struggled in his grasp, Maria begged him to consider the gravity of the sin he was about to commit. He stabbed her 14 times, and she died 2 days later after great suffering, freely forgiving her attacker. Maria is the patroness of purity and the protector of Catholic youth. And what's really amazing is that her attacker, Alessandro Serinelli, he repented while he was in prison. He eventually got out, and he was able to attend her canonization. So it's just an incredible story. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. Help us to, number one, be willing to die for our faith. And as I've always told you, there's no guarantee that's going to happen in your life. But just for to have the grace that you would be willing, that you love the Lord that much, that you would be willing to do that, it would be an incredible blessing. Just to be able to have that desire. And again, it's probably not going to happen to you, but if you would have the desire that if need be, you die as a martyr, what a great gift that would be. So Saint Maria Goretti, she set such a great example for us, and she can pray for us as well. Let's talk about these Mass readings from Wednesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time. Once again, our first reading is from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more altars he built. The more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he set up. Their heart is false, now they pay for their guilt. God shall break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. If they would say, "We have no king," since they do not fear the Lord, what can the king do for them? The king of Samaria shall disappear like foam upon the waters. The high places of Avon shall be destroyed, the sin of Israel. Thorns and thistles shall overgrow their altars. Then they shall cry out to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall upon us." Sow for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit of piety. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain down justice upon you. This is a problem that we see throughout the Old Testament, and there's a good chance you've seen it in your life. We see it in the world today. People don't seek the Lord when they are seeking their pleasure in the things of the world. If you're having a grand old time, if you're doing whatever you please, and enjoying the pleasure that the world offers, and you see a lot of that today, chances are you're not going to be seeking the Lord because you're getting your pleasure from the world. The problem is, a lot of times the world's pleasure is sinful, and ultimately it can prevent you from getting into heaven. And also, that pleasure doesn't last. So the pleasure of the world is momentary. You get a little thrill from doing something wrong, right? Or even if it's not sinful, if you're just buying things, if you're addicted to purchasing things, we have these shopping networks on TV, and it's very tempting for many people to just get a quick fix. I'm feeling down today. I need something to make me feel better. I'll drink, you know, and as somebody who has frequented many bars in my youth, I'll tell you that, I sought comfort in drinking many, many times. But ultimately, the next morning, I'd wake up with a bad hangover, and I had the same problems that I did the night before. So the pleasure there from these things, from the things of the world, it's fleeting. It doesn't last. But yet, the message is, even if we look at ads, billboards, magazines, the internet, indulge. This chocolate's going to make you feel good. It's decadent. It feels good. It tastes good. Well, it probably does for the time being. But it's not going to last. And listen, you know me. I like my sweets. I like a nice cup of coffee every now and then. I like a nice meal. But I understand that it's temporary. It's just a momentary earthly pleasure. If I'm turning to these things instead of turning to God, especially when I have problems, then there's going to be something very wrong in my life. We need to turn to the Lord every day, not just when we have problems. We need to turn to the Lord every day. We need to have that conversation with them every day. That's what a relationship is. So this is what's going on with Israel. We see that through this book of the prophet Hosea, and we've seen it many other times. The psalm today, seek always the face of the Lord, Psalm 105. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds, glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord, look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly, recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. You're not going to get to heaven without praying every day. I mean, it's just not going to happen. We could sugarcoat this message, and I could try to give it to you in a much more pleasing format. But honestly, if you're not praying every day, you're not going to know the Lord, and you're not going to have what it takes if you don't have that relationship with him to get to heaven. So we need to be praying every day. What about when we don't feel like it? When we don't feel like it, we absolutely have to pray. And that's one of the great messages that I've heard in my life, a very powerful message, something that has helped me, because there are many times that I don't want to pray, right? I might be tired. I might be focusing on so many different things. And I don't necessarily feel like praying every day. And sometimes when I pray, it doesn't feel good. But I do it anyway. I have learned to persevere. And that's a lesson that I didn't always understand. But I get it now. So keep that in mind. Seek the Lord. Your total comfort and peace will result from that relationship with the Lord. And that peace can exist even if you have problems going on in your life. Remember that. Your problems don't have to go away for you to feel the Lord's peace. They can coexist. That peace can coexist with all of your problems. Let's look at the gospel now. It's from Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and illness. The names of the 12 disciples are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip, Bartholomew; Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You and I have been given the same commission. We have been commanded by virtue of our baptism and our confirmation, because we're members of the Catholic Church, to go out and share the good news of the kingdom. It starts by being nice. It starts by being happy, by being nice to people, by being friendly, by not being judgmental. I mean, that's how it starts. People aren't going to listen to anything you have to say about the Bible or about Jesus or about the Catholic Church unless you're a nice person. It makes sense, but I'll tell you, I see this violated so many times. When I first started having my big conversion, or reversion, I guess you'd call it, back to the faith, I became a little nasty. I became a little judgmental, because the more I learned about the church, I'd go to all the sources that most of us go to. And we learn that there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of misconceptions. There are a lot of people who aren't especially reverent, especially in particular at Mass. And what we often do is we have a sort of an elitist attitude. Well, you know what? I love the Lord, and I do it this way. Those people, they don't get it. So if they don't get it, why are they even Catholic, right? Have you ever thought that way? That's a big mistake. And one of the great gifts of Pope Francis is he's trying to work on that. He's working on those of us who have fallen victim to that. And I've learned that, yeah, there are mistakes in the world. There are a lot of people that really don't get what's going on at Mass. And a lot of those people who don't get it, they're at Mass. They're sitting next to you. But they're not going to get it by you being judgmental. They're not going to get it by you being nasty. They're going to get it by you meeting them where they are. And I'm not saying change the truth. Don't change the truth. We can't water down the teachings of our faith. But what we can do is know when to hold back. And that's where we pray for an increase in the virtue of prudence. Know when to hold back. Know when to say something. Know when to remain silent. Know when to be nice. Right? And don't judge people. But there comes a time when we have to speak the truth. We have to speak the truth, and it might not be popular. But it all starts by being nice, and you certainly want to make sure. You certainly want to make sure that in your life, you're following all of those teachings that you're proclaiming. If I'm telling you that Jesus says to love one another, and at the same time, I'm not nice to people, well, then why should you listen to me? You won't listen to me because you'll think I'm a hypocrite. So let's realize that it's more than just preaching. It's the way we live our life. It's really a combination. Okay? It's a combination of these things. All right. There you go. There are the readings for today's message. If you have questions, let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com. And also, one quick thing about that gospel. When Jesus sent the apostles out to do his work, why did he choose these guys? Couldn't he have just done a better job himself? But he wants to involve us. We're just as weak, if not weaker, than the apostles were. It's not up to us. It's the Lord working through us. See, the Holy Spirit does the work for us. We all have certain gifts, certain talents, and we can use them. We could submit them to the Lord and let him work through us so that the kingdom can be advanced through us. But we're not the ones actually doing the work. So as long as we keep that in mind, it really takes a lot of the pressure off, doesn't it? Let's open up the book, My Daily Bread. If you don't have it, I'm going to read it. Don't worry about it. But I would recommend that if you're looking for a nice little book to buy, that you check this one out. It is available at the EWTN Religious Catalog, EWTNRC.com. You can also get it directly from Tan Books, they're reprinting it now. The book was originally published by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood, 1954. It's by Father Anthony J. Payone, the Jesuit priest. And this book is a very simple guide, a daily guide. You can use it each day. I typically use it on the program every Wednesday, but you could use this every day. Read this in the morning along with your daily mass readings. It's a great way to start your day. He talks today about earning the reward. Of the reward, what's the ultimate reward? The ultimate reward is heaven. And the way this is prepared, the first part of this meditation consists of something that Christ could be speaking to you. So this is a dialogue. Christ is speaking to you. The second part is a meditation, something to think about. And finally, we close with a prayer. If you've never heard me do a meditation from this book, you're going to be amazed. It's so simple and yet so powerful. Earning the reward. My child, for reasons which you cannot fully appreciate at present, I made your earthly life a time of labor and trial. Each and every time that I permit you to suffer pain, grief, or disappointment, I do it for your own good. These trials help you to come closer to me in one way or another. I made your earthly life a time of labor and trial. Do not think too much about pleasure and rest in this life. Be prepared to exercise patience rather than enjoy comfort or consolation. Think more of carrying the cross of daily life rather than of avoiding everything unpleasant. I think that's a mistake a lot of us make. We just think, well, this is unpleasant. I'm just going to not do it, or I'm going to try to avoid it. But what happens eventually is there are things in life that are unpleasant that you can't avoid. And that's when the stress begins to build up. Know that the Lord is there with you in the midst of whatever you're going through, and you can still find peace even though you're suffering. Do you expect to enjoy interior consolation whenever you wish? Not even my saints could do that during their earthly life. They had to face many troubles, temptations, interior misery, and desolation. They went on, however, in spite of all these obstacles, trusting in me more than in themselves. They were fully aware that the sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to come. And that's an important thing. Romans 8:18 talks about that. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, talks about what we will experience in our heavenly life far outweighs anything that we're going to go through in this life. Do you not see how selfish your desires are? You want to obtain quickly the peace and holiness which others achieved only after many trials and labors. You are more interested in enjoying my gifts than in earning them. No, you must do things my way if you want to live the best way. Wait for the light and strength which I will send in due time. In the meantime, have courage and be patient. Do not give up the fight against your faults and defects. Do your best to become the kind of person I want you to be. Leave the results to me. I am near you at every moment. Be unselfish enough to go on trying for my sake. I will someday reward you far beyond anything you can imagine. So remember what I said at the start of the show. There are going to be times when you don't feel like praying. Do it anyway. There are times when you'll be miserable. Ask the Lord to help you. Talk to him. Tell him you're miserable. You just have to make sure you're speaking to him. Ask for the grace to go through whatever it is that you're facing. Don't try to do it by yourself. That's when the struggle comes in. That's when the stress results. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants to help you. He gives you his guidance through the pages of the Bible, through the teachings of the Catholic Church. He gives you the grace through the sacraments, through prayer, the grace to deal with whatever it is that you are facing. Something to think about: heaven is a reward, a thing to be earned. Though I can never really deserve it by my poor human efforts alone, Jesus has made it possible for me to work for it with his help. Strengthened by his grace, I can strive for heaven, an honest daily effort against my faults, and a faithful attempt to do God's will in all things will bring me the glorious reward of heaven. Earthly life has its labors, trials, and difficulties. Each day I show by my actions, words, thoughts, and desires how sincerely I am working for heaven. That's something we need to think about. It is a matter of working to get to heaven. Are you willing to work? Are you willing to put in the effort that it takes to get to heaven? Something to pray. Here we'll close with a prayer. Holy Spirit, my God, help me to see your guiding hand in time of trial. And let me follow humbly and loyally whatever you desire of me. I want to do the best that is in me, be it ever so little. Heaven is more than I will ever deserve, but at least I can do my best to make myself a little less unworthy of it. My God, I hope in you for the grace to go on trying each hour of the day. Amen. You and I can do it. You look at the apostles. They were not qualified, just in the same way you and I are not qualified. But with the Holy Spirit, and we've received the Holy Spirit at baptism, and that gift was completed at confirmation. So we have the Holy Spirit and his gifts. We are ready. We are ready to do what it takes. We're equipped to do what it takes, not only to spread the good news, but to be able to rise above our desires, our sinful desires, and the temptations around us. It is possible, with God's help, to do what we need to do to get to heaven. Remember, though, we're not doing it alone. We're doing it with his help. Okay, does that sound good? Now, God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me. Remember, I'll be in Tampa, Florida, speaking at the IHM Homeschool Conference. I hope you'll be able to stop by. If you're interested, I would love to meet you. Until we meet again, remember, God loves you, and keep praying every day, whether you feel like it or not. There are going to be times you don't feel like praying. There are going to be times you pray and you don't feel anything. The biggest mistake you can make is to base your spiritual life on your feelings. It's a huge mistake, but it's one that we commit all the time. So trust in the Lord. Make sure you're reading his word every day. You're praying every day. And eventually, one day, I hope to see you in heaven. Have a wonderful night. God bless.